a lot of attrition in that area. Do you find, is it less of a worry now that you guys have gotten out here and seen some of them, those guys at work?
Since I've seen the transfers, yeah. Just like when we came out here with Jeff Driscoll and Cody Sokol the last 2 years, you really don't know what you have. But when you see those guys come out here, the way they fit into the team, their work ethic, the comfort level they have, the way they're making calls, they're playing with confidence, and they've been here 4 days. You know, we got some guys that have been here for 2 years and don't play with confidence yet. Just, they're not there. But these guys aren't second year in college. They're fifth year in college. And so it's definitely making a difference, and the things that they're doing on the field right now make me feel a lot better about our defense.
Blake said a couple of days ago that with Dalton, since it's a similar defense as Texas, he kind of picked it right back up in terminology. Did you notice that after the first couple days that it was like, oh, I remember this defense?
It's relearning. You know, he's not starting from scratch. Like, okay, explain it to me. It's like, oh, yeah. I mean, it's coming back. You know, it's coming back. And like I said, he's out there. I mean, he's even – and it's the confidence that you play with. I look out there at some of the – freshman linebackers whose eyes are as big as their whole helmet, they're just sitting in there and they are lined up 4 yards deep right in their gap. I mean, they're like, they're by the book. And then you look out there and Dalton's been in it 4 days and he's on the line scrimmage going, hey Higgins, I'm coming, you know, and then sinking back. He's out there playing and he's, you know what I mean, he's having some fun and he's playing the game and he brings some energy to it all, and that type of confidence is what he's bringing. But I think a big part for him over Brandon is he's been in this defense, and he understands it quite well.
I saw Connor was in a boot. He had a same injury last year a little bit. Well, same foot. Any concern that with that?
Not near as bad as a year ago was. Not near as bad, but he did. I mean, it was an on-air injury. Just put his foot in the ground, and hopefully that'll subdue rather quickly. It wasn't near as swollen as it was last time. It's not near as sore as it was last time, but everything we're doing is preventative. You know, just like you look at, I mean, Alex Woodall wears a boot from the time he leaves this building until the time he comes back tomorrow for practice. But he's full go at practice. We're just making sure that we do everything we can to protect that injury that he's coming off of. That's the same thing with Connor right now. We're just trying to be proactive for the next couple of days. We'll get a much better idea in 2 or 3 days where he is.
And with his absence, a guy like Cam McKnight is able to get some more reps. Mm-hmm. And I know Todd was mentioning him in the spring about a guy who he wanted to get the ball more to. How do you see his role in this offense increasing as he's kind of grown as a player?
Well, and as he continues to grow, I mean, definitely. I mean, it's nice to have a guy with that size of frame that you can get the ball to and move him around and do some different things with him. And right now we're not trying to get the ball to individual players right now as much as we're trying to put in what we're going to do. I ran a couple plays today that I didn't think be good against what they're doing defensively, but we got to get them on film, coach them, you know what I mean, and see them. And so I think he's got a chance. If he keeps coming and developing and doing the things he's doing, he's got a chance to play a major role. And I think all the playing time he got last year and the experience he got last year will go a long way in helping him this year.
Coach, how do you feel the running back room is coming along?
Doing good. I mean, they're doing good. I think Jaquise is loaded with talent, but he's just as young. We got to get him to understand running north and south. And, you know, when the running back's value is going to come in is when they have to start tackling them. How many tackles can they break? How productive can they be? You know, right now they know where to go and they know what to do and they're catching the ball really well. And having Boston and Jared Kraft, who played, and now a guy like Jaquise, who's going into his third year, I think they know what to do and they know where to go. And they're making some good cuts and they're missing some, but I think their true value is going to come in when we start seeing them Saturday in a little bit more of a scrimmage atmosphere and just the role that they're going to play for us.
This is more of a little philosophical question. How do you choose who redshirts and who doesn't redshirt?
We'll make that decision here in the next couple days. When we get through Saturday, we'll get a really good idea of probably the 8 guys that feel like we can pick it up, can help the team, are ready physically, mentally. And we'll take those guys and we'll work with them for one more week. And at the end of that week, we'll make that decision. 2 weeks out of the first game is when we'll make the decision who we're going to try and redshirt and who we're going to try and play. So they got about 14 days to kind of learn what they're doing. You find out the guys that are a long way away after this week. You let their reps start getting cut and they don't get as many reps. And you start getting more reps to the guys that have a chance to help you. And then you make that decision after the big scrimmage on Saturday the 20th.
A lot of offensive running backs have some defined roles. How interchangeable are your guys? I know in different offense, like I said, one might do this or that, but yep. how are you think they're good for you?
I think they all three have different skill sets, but we want them all three to be very multiple. They're all three catching the ball very well. Knock on wood, I don't believe we have a drop at running back yet. I don't believe we didn't going into the day. We didn't have a drop at running back. They're all three catching the ball well. They're doing a pretty good job picking it all up. But, I mean, obviously, Jaquise is a little smaller and quicker, and probably Daddy would like to get on the outside a little bit more in an open space. And if you look at guys like Jared Kraft, Boston Scott, I think are probably in the better in-the-box runners. They're physical. They're durable. They're going to grind it out, and they're going to find positive yards for you.
So you don't think you'll go into the season like with a defined role, like, all right, he's going to be our third down. He's going to be our goal line.
No, they'll all be interchangeable. Yep. There may be some plays that you highlight more with one guy in the game than the other, but it won't be restricted roles.